Well, here in this country, this week was an election week, and next week is too. On Tuesday in Kansas, Republicans were able to hold off a strong challenge from Democrats and hold on to the state's 4th congressional district. It was a special election billed as the first showdown in the country to decide a congressional race in the age of Trump. Next up, a Georgia congressional seat held by Republicans that Democrats are working furiously to flip. Tom Price held that seat in the 6th district for over a decade. Then he was tapped to lead the Department of Health and Human Services by President Trump. 18 candidates are in the race to replace Price with the first round of voting on Tuesday. From Here Now contributor Georgia Public Broadcasting, Bradley George reports.
On a recent morning, about 24 people gathered on a street corner in the Atlanta suburb of Johns Creek. They're cheering and waving signs for Democratic candidate John Ossoff. 30-year-old Ossoff is a documentary filmmaker who worked as a congressional aide to Georgia Democrat Hank Johnson. He says he's running to stand up to President Trump. A recent poll of the district showed voters evenly split on the president's job performance.
Well, I thought it was a winnable race. I knew it would be competitive, but it has taken on a little bit of a life of its own.
It's a race that's attracted worldwide attention. Ossoff just wrapped up an interview with the BBC when I caught him in the middle of this crowd of jubilant supporters. There are 5 Democrats in the race, but Ossoff is the only one party leaders are rallying around. He's raised over $8 million, much of it from donors outside the district. Actress Alyssa Milano and other celebrities have campaigned for Ossoff. But he insists the race is about local issues.
My team and I are running a positive, substantive campaign focused on bringing more jobs and investment to this community, focused on helping Metro Atlanta reach its economic potential, and in so doing, we're uniting a broad coalition of Democrats, Republicans, and Independents.
You know, no one saw John Ossoff coming.
Kerwin Swint is a political scientist at Kennesaw State University. If no candidate gets more than 50% of the vote on Tuesday, the top 2 finishers move to a June runoff. Swint says it's likely Ossoff will get one of those spots.
Republicans were counting on maybe picking up both of those runoff positions, 1 and 2. Now it's looking like Ossoff is going to be the Democrat in the runoff.
The 6th district is traditionally Republican, mostly white and highly affluent. But as the Atlanta region continues to grow, the district is becoming more diverse, with growing Latino and Asian American populations. Tom Price easily won re-election to Congress here in November, but Hillary Clinton nearly won the district too, flipping 2 of Georgia's most reliably Republican counties. And so far, the GOP has failed to rally around a single candidate.
The Democrats are highly motivated. They've ignited their base, just like the Republicans did in perhaps 2009 and 10.
Judson Hill is one of 11 Republicans in the 6th district race. He resigned his seat in the state Senate to run for Congress. He acknowledges it's hard to stand out in a crowded Republican field, but he says his experience at the state capitol will serve him well in Washington.
So I've run every 2 years. I've been on the ballot every 2 years. I've won 7 races. We built a strong foundation through the years. But at the same time, they're also, the people are just saying, we want somebody who's actually done this before.
While the Republican field is divided, the party and conservative groups have unified to attack Democrat John Ossoff. Take this television ad from the Congressional Leadership Fund, a super PAC dedicated to getting Republicans elected to the U.S. House. It digs up footage of a younger Ossoff dressed as Han Solo at a college party.
John Ossoff, not honest, not serious, not ready. Sorry, Johnny, but the truth strikes back.
Ossoff hasn't gone after any of his Republican rivals in his ads. Instead, he's focused on his economic message, promising to be a check on President Trump. This ad features Georgia Congressman and civil rights leader John Lewis.
He will fight for our values, and I know he's tough enough to hold Donald Trump accountable.
Early voting is underway. Tax accountant Maxine Troop and her husband dropped by the library in Johns Creek to cast their ballots. Troop says she's voting for Ossoff. But with the GOP in control of Congress and the White House, she says she has reservations about what Ossoff and the Democratic Party as a whole can do.
I don't think that they have a really definitive program to get back both power and a program to get the nation on the right course.
Troop says she wants her vote to send a message to Republicans that if they don't change course away from President Trump, they could lose here in Georgia's 6th and everywhere else. For Here and Now, I'm Bradley George in Atlanta.